This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez in Colorado Springs. A Castle Rock man has been sentenced to 5 years in prison over a scheme to build a southern border wall. Timothy Shea was convicted of conspiracy to commit wire fraud, money laundering, and obstruction of justice. Shea and two others raised $25 million through an online campaign. They claimed the money would go toward border security, but some was routed to their bank accounts. The start of the 2024 Paris Olympics is a year away, but in Colorado Springs, CPR's Dan Boyce says the U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Committee is counting down.
Don't sweat the technique.
Did you know breakdancing will make its Olympic debut in Paris? Well, there was a demonstration at the Olympic Museum Wednesday to celebrate. U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Committee Senior Vice President Nicole Deal says for athletes, the road to Paris goes through Colorado Springs.
Many of Team USA athletes have to come through here to prepare, to train, to get healthy, to get their mind right, to get to Paris.
The Springs hosts more than half of the governing bodies for Olympic sports and the largest U.S. Olympic training center. Dan Boyce, CPR News.
The Democratic councilman for Pueblo's District 2, Larry Atencio, has announced his campaign for mayor. He joins current mayor Nick Gradisar and other candidates. Atencio ran in Pueblo's first mayoral election. That was in 2018. He served 8 years on city council and is term limited. The election is coming in November. You're listening to CPR News. Colorado Matters is ahead.